Well, guess what? Biological sex is real. Men and women have different bodies. It's amazing that we can say that in the year 2024. Stanford scientists claim to have shown this for the first time.
First time
we realized that men and women's brains function differently.
Oh, brains. Okay.
Yeah.
Is
this new to you, Philip?
You could have asked me to do that.
I've never heard anything about this before.
No?
I'm still slightly disappointed that that's not what the title of this, that this, that's what you're talking about, not what I thought the title of this segment was about. So
we're sex not going to have any sex. We're not going to show you anything about the act of sex. This is about biological sex.
Okay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Don't turn off the channel. Don't go away.
But we need this in 2024 for people to explain this. Maybe if you could, guys watching right now, you could share this segment. We'll clip this up later and share it out. Please share this with someone out there who thinks that maybe, you know, there is no biological sex
difference. There is no biological sex. Now, I thought in the 90s we solved this with the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. This was a very popular thing to say up until about the year 2014 when we pretended that there is no such thing as male and female bodies and that we can interchange them as we see fit. This is something that trans rights activists are trying so hard is to erase biological sex as a thing. And so anything that proves that we are separated by our chromosomes and that that is immutable is very threatening because we already know that, you know, this is a way to promote pharmaceuticals and sex changes. We know now that pharmaceuticals can block puberty. They can tip the balance of sex hormones, estrogen and testosterone. They can remove penises with surgeries. They can build new penises. They call them neopenises. They can remove boobs, put on new boobs. They can build faux vaginas. Neovagina is what they call them, which is something I really don't like because it makes those of us with biologically produced vaginas like old vaginas. I don't like that at all, but the trans people called them neo-vagina.
You're like paleo-vagina?
Paleo-vagina or...
Did you get a new vagina? What are you doing this weekend?
Dino-vagina.
Get a new vagina.
I don't like anything. They can reposition urethras. They can change voices. They can shave shoulders, which is something popular.
What?
Trans men, in order to look more feminine, they literally shave down their shoulders.
They
shave down their Adam's apples, too.
Oh, I'm going to show you a picture of that. Yeah, you're right. That's called tracheal shave. It's not like something you do on accident. You do it on purpose.
I've done that by accident with a razor when I was learning how to shave.
I can imagine this is something that every man has been afraid of doing.
I'm going to have to teach my son how to do this.
Men do it on purpose, the tracheal shave.
Oh, my God.
What they do here is like they go in through the lip, and it's something that you can do without a scar. I love that this... UCSF is where it's done at the otolaryngology department there. And they say that, the incision in the mouth leaves no scars. And so they were pretty excited about it. And that of the, I think, six people they did it to, they felt really happy after about 6 months having had that because they felt like this lump of flesh was really not allowing them to live as their authentic self.
What world are we living in?
Right.
Just the thought of that makes me feel uncomfortable.
I don't
like the visualization of the term tracheal shave.
I was going to say, which part of the visualization of the shaving or of the guy going into UCSF in San Francisco having to get an operation? I was picturing like this person going to that office having to step over homeless people and human feces on their way to that doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. That's what I first thought of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the tracheal shave is equally as scary.
There's a lot that's uncomfortable about the idea of a tracheal shave. But now you know it exists. You're all the better for it. What they can't do yet is change the brain or the chromosomes. This is why it's so surprising. So UCSF is Northern Bay Area. Stanford is on the peninsula in the southern end of the San Francisco Bay Area. So just about an hour away, they funded a study. This is why I'm so surprised that biologically our brains are different. Here is the study that just came out, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. They used computerized models to analyze brain scans, and the computer could guess if the scan came from a man or a woman with more than 90% accuracy. Now, we know this is true because they use this mathematical formula. Clayton, explain that formula.
Just
kidding. I don't understand.
Oh yeah,
I just saw it and I was like, that'll be fun. Who can understand?
2 + 2.
Okay.
I'm like going into Brian Regan mode for a moment.
Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know what that is.
Now,
some kind of formula.
Some of these findings, they were able to extrapolate sort of more generalized things like women.
I do know that that's not a word, extrapolate.
Extrapolate. Yeah, what I did
knew,
I say?
I knew that's not, you said extrapolate.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Boys.
Chat room.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. See, as a man.
All right.
As a biological man, my brain is different.
As a biological woman, I cannot admit that I said that and that I'm wrong. Exactly.
See, it's already working.
All right. I'll admit that I'm wrong. I don't like it.
Wow.
Because that's how women
mark this one down on your calendars, guys.
Here's what they found, that women don't like to say they're wrong.
Yes. That's what they found, that women don't admit they're wrong?
No. What they found is...
So,
go ahead.
I was just going to make a quick. So Clayton's plan that he started about 3 years ago to get Natalie to admit she was wrong by creating this show and getting her on here enough that eventually it was going to happen.
It just
paid off. So it's been a good run, everybody. We're shutting down.
I'm kind of short-circuiting right now. Like, do I have to apologize? Because that's going to really make me. Okay. I'm sorry. Extrapolate is not a word. I mispronounced.
Wow.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, here are some of the generalizations. This will be fun. Besides that women don't like to admit that they're wrong, women tend to be better at reading comprehension and writing ability on average and have good long-term memory. Men, conversely, seem to have stronger visual and spatial awareness and better working memory.
So that explains why women are not good drivers and men have better spatial awareness.
I think
awareness.
You might be taking this a little too far, but...
The research is in. Right?
Okay.
I think we have the research now.
Visual and spatial science. Awareness.
Got Fauci on the phone. I got science on the phone. And he says this is true. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Spatial awareness. So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps, for instance, how many girls? Can we have a little girl talk here? Do you notice you can't parallel park when you're around your cycle? Because that is something
really?
That happens to me. For whatever reason, I can't, like, my spatial awareness is off. When I'm around that time of the month, I'm just curious. So I was looking at this, like, spatial awareness, huh? That's, like, not a feminine quality.
Well, feminists are probably freaking out right now that you're saying something like this. That's not true, Natalie. We can always parallel
park. I'm saying I don't park well around my cycle time when I'm on my period. I don't know why. I've just always noticed that. Like, I have a harder time. Okay. Anyway.
I'm going to set an alert on my watch when that happens.
You should have one anyway.
Yeah.
Now, the media is being very careful with this, saying that these differences could be because of a person's gendered experience. So, for instance, I am this way because I've been raised a woman, not because I'm biologically a woman, right? They trained me, perhaps, to have better reading comprehension or long-term memory. So they say we can't establish causality. Here's what the Telegraph said from this professor and author of The Gendered Brain says, well, this could be because sexes are a part of the social brain. So the key issue is whether these differences are a product of sex-specific biological influences or brain-changing gendered experiences or both. Now, you would think that this would be easy to test, right? So do the same scans of trans people to see if the modeling correctly predicts their biological sex and negates their identified sex. You could do that very easily, right? Hey, we got a model, works really well at determining sex, so let's try some trans people and see if it sort of hops over their identity. No one's going to fund that study. No one, right? So the authors of this study say they didn't do this to prove or just disprove any gender ideology. It had nothing to do with that. We are making this connection because we're just so shocked that anybody said this in the scientific community. They say they studied this because they're interested in helping people based on observed biology. One of the scientists said this, that a key motivation is that sex plays a crucial role in human brain development and aging and the manifestation of psychiatric and neurological disorders. So they want to help people to study how to help brain development better. And yes, biological sex is an important part of that. You could then extrapolate that since it's such an important part in brain development, that sex, See what they're saying here? Is an important part of brain development. Why do we use puberty blockers again? Why is that a thing? Just wondering. But again, this is not a part of this study. This is just, we are making these connections because the trans lobby is just so whack, basically. They're so crazy. They don't allow you to say things like that.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.